Well, normally it is the regular host, Daniel Harford, bringing all the Collingwood women's content to the show, Bryce, but we have gone a little bit higher than half today. We've gone straight to the new captain. Gone right to the top. Straight to the captain of the Collingwood women's side coming up. Steph Chiocci joins us. Steph, good morning to you. Nice to have a different Collingwood women's flavour compared to half.
Good morning, guys. I reckon he's in bed nursing a sore hammy from the cricket last weekend. Gee, he bangs on about it.
Steph, it's all we heard about for about 48 hours straight, so we're glad he's sleeping in for the next couple of weeks. Tell us about being named captain for the second year running. What does it mean to you to run out as captain in what will be a huge second year of this competition?
Yeah, obviously I'm incredibly honoured to be re-elected as captain, and I think the important thing to note is that we're part of a six-person leadership group this year, and it's definitely stronger than ever, and we've got a vast range of experience and age in that group. So I feel very well supported, and I know that the girls do too. And, yeah, it's really exciting, and I really can't wait to get into round one on Feb 2, that's for sure.
Why the change to six from four from last year, Steph?
Yeah, I think they just wanted to have a broader range of age and experience. So one of our youngest leaders, our vice-captain, Britt Benici, is only 20 years old. So, you know, different girls relate differently to different players, and I think it's important that we have a vast range within our group. And we've also got someone like Ash Brazel, who's in our leadership group, who's obviously an Australian netballer and Magpies netballer. So she brings a different standard of eliteness to us. And, yeah, just more role models for our girls to look up to.
And you led Diamond Creek throughout the year in the VFLW as well. Do you find captaincy is something that comes naturally to you?
Oh, look, I've always liked to be a leader. I wouldn't say it comes naturally to me. I've sort of developed over the years. I was put in a leadership position from a very young age at Diamond Creek and was able to follow in footsteps of some fantastic leaders there. But I really enjoy what I do, and I just go about my business, and you know, it makes it easier when you're around people that are like-minded and can support you as well. So I really enjoy the role, but like I said before, we're all leaders on the field and we're all supporting each other, which is important.
Good morning, Steph. Bryce McGain here. Look, I was happily walking past the Holden Centre on Sunday and you guys were training. It was a sharp session in there, but there was still a very big crowd watching, and I guess that's part of and goes with the territory of being Collingwood. Any pressure on the girls because it is such a big organisation with a great deal of support?
Yeah, it's a good point. I think, you know, last year when we lost the first three games of the season, and that pretty much meant that we weren't going to make the grand final, and I think we felt that pressure of representing Collingwood, and we had a really long and hard chat with the coaches and the playing group and said, look, you know, we just got to go back to basics and play footy. Why do we play footy? We play footy because we love it, and we love getting around each other. And, yeah, we play for Collingwood, but we can't have that extra person out there with us and those extra pressures. So as soon as we had that chat and sort of relaxed a little bit, we won the next three. So you're right, there is a little bit of pressure there, but the Sunday you would have seen we had our open training session. It was nice to see, you know, lots and lots of fans out there supporting us and getting around the girls in the Christmas spirit as well, which was awesome.
Does it bring a new sense, this new season, a new sense of optimism as well? You said it was disappointing last year. What's different about the training, and can you feel that sort of uplifting notion of this being almost a consolidating year, not only for the club but also for the league itself?
Yeah, good question. I think we sort of know what to expect now with the pre-season. We've got to remember that last year a lot of the girls were coming off local football and never been in an elite environment before. There's only a handful of us that would have played in those exhibition series and had a taste of what it would be like to play AFL, given that we played for the Bulldogs in Melbourne. So I think we're better off for the experience. And obviously we've got coaches like Harfin, Matty Jones and Lyndon Dunn, who are obviously, you know, elite people and some of them played at the elite level as well. And Harf in particular just brings enthusiasm to the group, and I think we're just really, really excited about what we're doing. And the training has shifted a little bit. I think we're into competitiveness a little bit earlier than we were last year, and I know the boys program are bringing out the footies and doing those sorts of things a little bit earlier as well. So it's keeping us on our toes, and obviously we all love to be competitive, so I think it's just channeling those sort of game sense activities and getting us prepared for the season.
Tell us about the break you get between the VFLW and obviously the AFLW, because I think it's easy to forget that you have played a season of footy already this year. And
oh, I feel it. Don't worry. I definitely feel it.
Backing up so quickly, do you reckon they'll all be fitter this year, the teams, or do you reckon it's more of a tapered or more of a tailored program rather in the pre-season?
I can speak for myself and a few of the others. Mine's definitely a little bit more tailored, being a little bit older and having played something like 25 games in a year already and then obviously having to go into next year. But, yeah, definitely modified programs. And I know for us, you know, we played in the grand final, which was the end of September. I went away to Europe for 2 weeks and then came back and started just a running program. It was non-compulsory sessions, but just headed down to the club to get a little bit of fitness. So, yeah, I've hardly stopped, and I know a lot of the girls are the same. So it is hard to manage, but we're very lucky that we've got fantastic strength and conditioning coaches and physios and doctors that monitor our program. We fill in a form every morning and on our wellness and how our body's tracking and how our mind's tracking, and they sort of base it off that. So, for example, I know that tonight I'm going in and I'll be on an off-leg session. Well, most of the squad will be outside on the track.
Yeah, it's wonderful that those programs can be tailored so significantly now, and just shows the investment in the teams themselves. Steph, thanks so much for joining us on RSN 927 Summer Breakfast this morning. All the best with the rest of the pre-season. I tell you what, that Friday night against Carlton will be here before we know it.
Absolutely. It's coming around quick. Well, thanks for having me, guys, and have a good Christmas.
Will do. You too. Steph Chiocci there, the captain of the Collingwood women's team for the second year running, and she is an absolute gun.